This lecture is going to look at the international aspects of services. There are basically two topics covered by this lecture: the sale of the service to an overseas customer and the purchase of a service from an overseas supplier. Now I am going to just start off by looking at the sale of a service to overseas customers. The basic rule with services is that services are supplied where the supplier belongs, and the supplier belongs where he has established his business. So the place of supply of most services supplied by a UK business will be the UK. There is, however, an override to this basic rule within Statutory Instrument 1992-31-21. This statutory instrument lists a large number of international services whose place of supply is treated in a different way to the basic rule. Phased changes to the place of supply rules for businesses involved in cross-border supplies of services are being introduced from the 1st of January 2010. From that date, the new basic place of supply for business-to-business supplies will be where the customer is established. The basic rule for non-business customers will remain unchanged. It will remain where the supplier is established. From the 1st of January 2010, valuation and work on goods will be taxed where the customer is established. From the 1st of January 2011, most suppliers of cultural, artistic, sporting, scientific, educational, entertainment and similar services will be taxed where the customer is established. Suppliers of admission to cultural, artistic, sporting, scientific, educational and entertainment events will remain taxable where the event takes place. Land-related services will continue to be supplied where the land is situated. The new general rule that services will be supplied where received extends to intermediary services, transport of goods, ancillary transport services, valuation and work on goods, long-term hire of means of transport, electronically supplied services by non-EC suppliers to EC business customers, and services currently covered by Schedule 5 to VATA 1994. The business customer will account for VAT on these services by means of the reverse charge. Customs has issued a consultation document in advance of the implementation of these changes. Throughout the rest of this lecture, we will concentrate on the existing place of supply rules, i.e., those that apply before the changes above will take place. I am going to have a look at what the Statutory Instrument 1992-31-21 says about international services. Regulation 5 of the Statutory Instrument says that certain services relating to land are made where the land is located. So, if the land is in France, the service is supplied in France. If the land is in the UK, the service is supplied in the UK. It is the location of the land that is important when determining where the supply is made, rather than the location of the supplier. Now, supplies of transport are quite complicated, but as a general rule, the place of supply is where the transport actually begins, so basically where the journey begins. If a lorry leaves the UK, travels over the English Channel to France, through France to Spain, the supply of transport is taking place in the UK, because that is where the journey began. For non-intra-EU supplied goods, then the supply depends on where the journey takes place. Intermediary services, well, the general rule of these is that the supply of the intermediary is located in the same place as the main service. Some services, according to Regulation 14, can be treated as made in the country of purchase if the purchaser provides the supplier with their VAT registration number. So, if a customer provides a foreign VAT registration number to a UK freight company, then that UK company can treat the service as outside the scope of VAT, because instead it will be treated as a supply in the customer's home country. What then happens is that the customer applies the reverse charge. So using this rule, we can change the place of supply of transport from where the journey began in the EU to where the purchaser is located in the EU. Regulation 15 provides that some services are treated where they are physically performed. This is because physical performance is the absolute essence of the supply. The sorts of services which fall under Article 15 are cultural, entertainment and education services, which of course require some sort of physical performance, and so those are supplied where they are performed. So a British lecturer giving a lecture in Germany performs the supply in Germany and, depending on what is being charged for his lecture, may actually be required to register for VAT in Germany. Some countries, for example Germany, and also the UK, allow the reverse charge to apply as an alternative to this basic rule. We shall have a look at this a bit later in this lecture. Reverse charge means that the foreign supplier does not have to register for VAT in Germany, as long as the German customer agrees to apply a reverse charge. Now, the reverse charge treatment is not universal, and only certain EU countries allow it, the UK and Germany being two such countries. We will look at the reverse charge when we look at supplies made to a UK customer later in this lecture. Regulation 16 states that services within paragraphs 1 to 8 of Schedule 5, VATA 1994, are supplied where the customer belongs, provided that the customer is non-EU or EU and using those services for a business purpose. Now, customs would usually require evidence of the EU customer purchasing the items for a business purpose in the form of the customer's foreign VAT registration number. Schedule 5 services are things such as advertising services, transfers of copyright, patents, licenses, etc., services of consultants, engineers, lawyers, accountants, data processing, etc., banking, financial and insurance services, the supply of staff, and the letting and hire of goods other than a means of transport. Regulation 17 states that certain services will be subject to the use and enjoyment provisions. These services include letting on hire of any means of transport or a supply of telecommunication services. Regulation 17 states that where the place of supply is ordinarily in the UK, the place of supply of such services will be shifted to outside the UK if they are made to someone who will use and enjoy those services outside the EU. It is place of enjoyment that is important here. Now, Regulation 18 does the same as Regulation 17, but in reverse. Regulation 18 again states that certain services will be subject to the use and enjoyment provisions. These services are the same as those in Regulation 17 and include letting on hire of any means of transport or a supply of telecommunication services. Regulation 18 states that where the place of supply is ordinarily outside the UK, the place of supply of such services will be shifted to in the UK if they are made to someone who will use and enjoy those services inside the UK. From the 1st of July 2003, new rules were introduced for businesses established outside the EU selling digitised products in the EU. Now it is time for you to have a go at a question. The first question is Rocking Rockers, a UK-based rock group, which performs a concert in Paris. You have to say which country the place of supply is located. Is it France or the UK? The second question is a UK-based estate agent charging a fee to a UK-based seller of land that he owns in Spain. Which country is the place of supply? Is it Spain or the UK? We are now going to have a look at purchases of services from overseas suppliers. If a UK business buys any service which is listed in Schedule 5 of VATA 1994 from a supplier who is established overseas and is not VAT registered in the UK, then that UK business must apply the reverse charge procedure to itself. Now, basically, the reverse charge procedure applies as follows. We have a business which receives a Schedule 5 service from overseas. The reverse charge procedure basically says that the business has to pretend it supplied that service to itself. So it has to account for output tax on the service, which is also input tax for that business to recover in the normal way. So there will be an entry on both box 1 and box 4 on the VAT return. The reverse charge procedure basically results in the customer accounting for VAT rather than the supplier, and is sometimes called a tax shift. The UK authorities permit most kinds of international services which are purchased by UK businesses to be dealt with in this way. Because this is an alternative to the foreign supplier having to register for VAT in the UK in many cases. so it only applies if the foreign supplier is not otherwise required to register for VAT in the UK, and if the customer will account for VAT himself using the reverse charge procedure on the services supplied.
From the 1st of January 2010, businesses will be required to submit EC sales lists in respect of services supplied to other member states. These lists will be required to be submitted on a quarterly basis, even if the business is required, under the new rules implemented on the same date, to submit EC sales lists for goods on a monthly basis.
Let us have a look at an example. Opto Limited instructs an accountant in Jersey to perform a review of its finances. The accountant sends an invoice for £80,000 to the company in respect of his services. Now here we have a UK-based company receiving services from an accountant based in Jersey, which is not in the UK, and hence the UK company is receiving international services of a kind listed in Schedule 5 of VATA 1994. This is because accountancy services are one of those listed in Schedule 5. So we have a Schedule 5 type service being supplied by a supplier who is established overseas and who is not registered for VAT in the UK. This means that Opto Limited will apply the reverse charge procedure. It will therefore account for output tax of £14,000, which is calculated as the £80,000 for the service at the standard rate of VAT. It will also account for input tax of £14,000. So this will be an entry in box 1 of £14,000 and box 4 of £14,000, assuming that the input tax can be recovered in full by Opto Limited. The normal input tax recovery rules apply to this input tax. The Jersey accountant does not have to register for VAT in the UK. The procedure is thus simplified by using the reverse charge procedure.
As you can see, reverse charges will only have a cost impact on partially exempt businesses who will not be able to make a full claim of the input tax in Box 4. Now let us summarise what has been said so far. The basic place of supply of services rule within Section 7, Subsection 10, VATA 1994 states that services are supplied where the supplier belongs. Section 7, Subsection 11 gives HMRC the right to override this basic rule. The overrides can be found within Statutory Instrument 1992-3121. The statutory instrument has the ability to shift the place of supply of certain services. For purchasers of international services, there is usually a reverse charge procedure to be carried out by the UK purchaser. A reverse charge requires the UK purchaser to charge himself VAT on the supply so that output tax and input tax has to be accounted for on the supply. A reverse charge may require a non-registered UK business to register for UK VAT because the supply may make it exceed the registration threshold and hence require VAT registration for that business. With effect from the 1st of July 2003, there will be a simplified optional special scheme for non-EU businesses providing electronically supplied services to customers in the EU. This will allow for them to register an account for EU VAT electronically. Rather than having to register and account for VAT in every EU member state where they make supplies, they can instead electronically register in a single member state of their choice, thus charging the rate of VAT applying in that country to all supplies made in the EU, and electronically declare the EU tax due on a single VAT return to the member state of registration. The member state of registration will then distribute the VAT to the appropriate member states.
Now it is time for a question. Alpha Limited receives an invoice for €300,000 from Mr. Morlek, who carries out a consultancy project for the company. Mr. Morlek is based in France. Alpha Limited is VAT registered and based in the UK. It is partially exempt, making 8% taxable supplies. So here we have a French consultant making a supply of consultancy services to a UK business. We have an international service being supplied.
consultancy services fall under Schedule 5 of VARTA 1994. So we have our Schedule 5 service being supplied by an overseas business to a UK business, and therefore the reverse charge procedure will apply. I want you to calculate the net effect on the VAT return of the supply of those international consultancy services.
Let's have a look at the model answer. Now, the first thing we have to do is to convert the cost of the consultancy service, which was €300,000, into sterling. So assuming that €1 equals 50p, that would be £150,000. Now we work out the output tax on that supply, which at 17.5% is £26,250 of output tax, and that would definitely go in box 1 of the return. But we have also got to look at input tax. For a fully taxable business, input tax and output tax will be equal, but this business is not fully taxable. Rather, it is partially exempt, making only 80% taxable supplies, and hence only 80% of that input tax is deductible. So, 80% of £26,250 gives us £21,000 of deductible, hence recoverable input tax.
So, the net effect is that there will be VAT payable to customs of £5,250, and that was the model answer.